kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Healthy Pinoy.
I can't take this one. Sabi kong ganun. Tapos ganun na kasi ako pag na-stress talaga. Kaya harap-harapan kitang sabihin tapos mag-walk out talaga. So I really walk out and that was like December. Tapos yun na, umuwi na ako. Stress na. Alam, niiyak na nga ako sa stress. Tapos nung, pero hindi ko pa rin nakalimutan na mag-pray.
Bihira ma-stress si Cora Gabato Kitasol mula sa Melbourne. Pero isang beses na siyang pinakatinamaan ng matinding stress sa kanyang trabaho nung siya ay nasa New Zealand pa. Masiyahin at positibo ang pananaw lagi ni Cora. Pero hindi na niya matiis ang pambubuli ng kanyang amo ng panahon na yon.
Tinawag mo ko husband ko, right now and then, kasi month end yon, right now and then, pick upin mo ako. Sabi niya, hindi mag-overtime ka kasi month end, no. Gusto kong umuwi, sabi ko gano'n, nakasigaw na nga ako. Tapos na talagang nagulat yung amo ko, yung financial controller. Tapos pinikapa na nga. So pagdating ko sa bahay, doon ako bumuhos. Umiyak ako ng umiyak. Pero doon pa rin sa harap ng altar, doon ako umiyak. Tapos nag-pray ako.
Matapos nito, natuto siyang alamin ang karapatan. At huwag manahimik basta. Dahil kung kikimkiminan niya, ito ang magbibigay ng matinding mental stress.
So, huwag kang magpapabuli. Kasi yun ang naka-stress. Alam mo ba kung ano yung mga mental stress dito? Yung... ano ka lang, tahimik ka lang. Parang hindi mo alam kung anong rights mo. Hindi, dapat yan. Doon ko yung ma-i-stress sa work, to be honest. Kasi madami talaga yung mga racial discrimination. Mag-feel mo talaga yun.
Ayon sa bagong pag-aaral na isinagawa ng The Banyan's Healthcare Group, pangalawa ang trabaho sa pangunahing dahilan ng stress ng mga Australian na pumalo sa 36%, samantalang nanguna naman ang gastusin o pera na umabot sa 50%. Sinabi ng registered psychologist at clinical director ng The Banyan's na si Peter Hayton na uugnay ang stress sa hirap na pagtulog sa gabi. Apektado dito ang isa sa dalawang Australian o 48% ng bilang.
There's some new research that's come out of our Banyan's Healthcare Group. What we're noticing is that there's a strong link between stress and sleeping issues. Around half of Australians are having that. 21% of us are turning to alcohol, and that's not very helpful when it comes to our sleep and dealing with stress. And only 12% are getting help from a professional like a GP or a psychologist or a counsellor. And that's not putting us in a place where we're going to be able to overcome these issues too easily.
Kung hindi sa alak, ang iba naman ay dumedepende sa medikasyon, paninigarilyo at droga.
When we're looking at the impact on our lives and stress, one of the things we know is that we don't cope well as humans with prolonged stress. Our bodies have been designed for this kind of natural fight, flight or freeze response. And when we're coping with stress over long, long periods of time, it really puts our bodies, our emotional well-being and our psychological well-being at risk, at dire risk. And the stress has a real strong effect. Fighting stress at the root cause is really important. And getting in early prevention strategies, that's really important for us too.
Alam ni Cora na mahirap labanan ang stress, kaya minabuti niyang iwasan ang mga bagay na magbubunso dito sa kanya.
In our opinion, ma-stress ka kung hindi mo ma-identify kung ano yung bagay na priorities niyo in life. Kami ng husband ko, yung priority namin is their education. Hindi naman sa sasabihin na pinapaaral namin sila yung mga magastos, yung private school, hindi. Pero kung ano yung mga basic needs nila, provide namin, especially holidays. Especially, yun ang pinaka-importante namin kasi yun lang ang quality time namin sa mga bata. That's one part too na nagdi-distress kami sa work namin. At the same time, family bonding.
2005 nang dumating si Cora sa New Zealand na puno ng pag-asa bilang accountant. Sumunod noong 2007 ang kanyang asawang veterinaryo at ang mga anak nito. Nanirahan at lumipat naman sa Australia noong 2012. Sa mga taong ito, mas pinili din ni Cora at ng kanyang asawa ang magrenta kaysa magbayad ng housing loan dahil ayaw nilang ma-stress sa pera.
Isa din yung nakaka-trigger ng stress, yung yung mortgage. Kasi yung sa akin lang ha, yung sa akin lang, at saka sa, yung nasabi ko, yung kung ano yung priorities sa amin, sa husband ko. Kasi yung karamihan na may mga mortgage, doon na ano, nasa sacrifice yun, yung holidays, yung family time. Kasi aside from interest yung sa bangko na nakalakap lang yun for 4 years or 3 years, hindi yan bababa. At the same time, aside hindi lang yung mortgage ang aasikasuhin mo, may insurance, may mga rates, yung ganun. So para sa amin, yun ang stressful na ano, we want quality, not only quality time with our kids, quality time for ourselves.
Sa loob ng mahigit 15 taon ng paninirahan sa ibang bansa na walang kasambahay, hindi rin maiwasan ang stress sa pagsabay ng trabaho at pagpapalaki sa 4 nilang anak. Mabuti na lamang at napagkakasunduan nilang mag-asawa ang pag-aalaga sa mga bata, lalo pat hindi nagmamaneho si Cora.
Lalo na yung hindi ka marunong mag-drive, syempre, stress yung iwan ka ng bus or na-delayed yung bus, tapos you sa mind mo na dapat talagang nakauwi na ako by this time kasi magluluto pa ako. Parang gutom na yung 5 na iwan sa bahay, yung ganun. I'm just so thankful that my husband is very, 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 very supportive. Yun lang.
Bukod sa pagdarasal, isa sa paboritong pangtanggal stress ni Cora ang Zumba, kasama ang mga kaibigan. Giit ni Ginoong Hiton, malaking bagay ang pakikipag-ugnayan sa ibang tao tuwing nai-stress at huwag itong sasarilinin.
When we think about how we manage stress and if we're trying to do it alone, what we've got to realize is that humans are built to be part of a society where we do better when we're connected with others. So dealing with stress and chronic burnout by ourselves leads us to those maladaptive coping mechanisms like drinking too much or not getting enough sleep. Connecting in with others, that's what really helps us, particularly when you've got people in our lives who are proactive in supporting us and leading us towards adaptive coping mechanisms. Dealing with that prolonged exposure to stress, that's what's going to really trip us up. And we want to get in and get help from others so that we can move away from the stress and that exposure and move to some other things that are going to help us out and be much healthier for us.
Payo din niyang humingi ng professional na konsultasyon upang mapangalagaan ang kalusugan at kaisipan.
I think one of the important things is to look for a multifaceted program where you can get different approaches, physical, psychological, emotional. The Banyans has programs like that where we tailor programs to people's needs rather than just trying to pick something that just fits everybody. And just seeking help in any domain is going to be really worthwhile. Avoiding extended periods of stress and getting in early, that's the real key for us all. In terms of managing our stress. Of course, going and seeing our GP or a local psychologist, that they're really helpful too because they have access to support mechanisms outside of themselves that can help us. And they can help us to have a look at how strong the issue is and get support appropriately. So lots of places we can go to kind of get that support.
Ang mga impormasyon na ibinahagi ay pangkalahatang gabay lamang para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa inyong sitwasyon o kondisyong pangkalusugan, mainam na kumonsulta sa inyong doktor. At tandaan, ang kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat nating alagaan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si TJ Correa.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.